Hello, today the church celebrates Monday of the 23rd week in Ordinary Time, and our gospel reading comes to us from Luke chapter 6, verses 6 to 11. On a certain Sabbath, Jesus went into the synagogue and taught, and there was a man there whose right hand was withered. The scribes and the Pharisees watched him closely to see if he would cure on the Sabbath, so that they might discover a reason to accuse him. But he realized their intentions and said to the man with the withered hand, "Come up and stand before us." And he rose and stood there. Then Jesus said to them, "I ask you, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil? To save life rather than to destroy it?" Looking around at them all, he then said to him, "Stretch out your hand." He did so, and his hand was restored. But they became enraged and discussed together what they might do to Jesus. It's probably the case that Jesus had no intention to initiate the disagreement in the synagogue that we hear about in our gospel passage today. But he rightly sensed that the scribes and the Pharisees were trying to trap him and to cast him in a negative light before the people. Those who were filled with such anger because Jesus had cured someone on the Sabbath day were using a disabled man to make Jesus look like a lawbreaker, using the man's disability to get at this rebellious preacher from Nazareth. There's a human tendency to put limits on the love of God, as evidenced by the narrow-minded people who tried to limit Jesus' outreach and exclude individuals or whole groups from his help. But the power of Jesus cannot be bound by narrow and rigid traditions. So many superficial reasons can be given for not doing the right thing. It's the wrong day of the week to come looking for help, or fear of siding with the unemployed, the disabled, the unborn, feeling unable to correct a powerful, influential person for obvious wrongdoing. And people even see reasons why God should not act generously. But God does act generously, and he did so in the person of Jesus. And today, he does so in you and in me as his instruments in our world. May the call to act mercifully and generously in the name of God be answered in our words, actions, and attitudes toward all people, regardless of the time, the day, or the cultural or political climate.